very much for allowing me to share some really exciting findings from the National Impact Study conducted primarily by the University of Illinois at Chicago, but without our incredible partners from across the country, we wouldn't have gotten anywhere. I'd like to thank our funder, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and co-investigator on the study, Dr. Terry Bazare in the back, the National Council on Aging, the University of Illinois, the Healthy Aging Research Network of the Prevention Resource Centers were wonderful colleagues throughout the entire process, the National Blueprint on Physical Activity, the CDC, the Administration on Aging Active for Life, and a host of other folks. I'm going to talk real briefly about the national competition that we conducted in the interest of time, because I really want to make sure we get to the findings. But if anybody has any additional questions about the competition, Serena or I can answer them later. In 2003, the National Council on Aging conducted a national competition to identify best practice sites in community-based physical activity programming for older adults. We were looking for sites that are public or not-for-profit organizations that enroll, that serve at least 300 people a year. We wanted large-scale programs. They needed to track attendance, offer multiple types of activities, be available for most of the year. A lot of programs shut down when kids are out of school and that type of thing. And they needed to have been around for a while. We were looking for programs that had been sustained for a period of time. We asked sites to answer two core questions. Why does your organization believe that your physical activity programming has a positive impact on people age 60 plus? And why do you believe that this is sustainable and replicable programming? After receiving 89 completed applications, and these applications were a lot longer than these two questions, we conducted 29 detailed phone interviews and ended up awarding 10 programs across the country the award of being a best practice site in community-based physical activity programming. You can see we have considerable geographic dispersion and the types of organizations. We had senior centers, we had aging service providers, we had two hospital systems, we had a university and school and community recreation. Well, the University of Illinois went on all of these site visits in order to collect some of the great information on lessons learned about staffing and programming and outcomes evaluation, but we were also looking for three sites that were willing to go in with us on a really ambitious project of conducting a randomized trial in three communities over a year-long period of time. We wanted to answer the question, do best practice physical activity programs existing in the community have a measurable impact on the health and well-being of participants? We were looking for sites. We were looking for some heterogeneity in the population served, the type of organization, and in geographic location so that we would be able to generalize these lessons learned and these findings out throughout the country. We were also looking for places that had strong multiple component programs. And when I say multi-component programs, I'm talking about programs that in a single class include flexibility, aerobic conditioning, and strength training. Because we believe, and based on the existing literature base, that these programs give you the biggest bang for the buck. And because this was a randomized trial, we needed to have three programs that were similar so that we can compare apples to apples to apples. We were looking for sites that felt that they had the capacity to recruit 250 new participants and to enroll 125 of these in the best practice programming. So they needed to be able to absorb 125 but recruit 250 new participants in their communities. And, of course, we wanted them to be interested in participating. We ended up with three absolutely incredible organizations, Holy Cross Hospital in Silver Spring, Maryland, not Silver Springs, excuse me, Madison School and Community Recreation. They have a funded program through an interesting source. Two brothers endowed a program through the Rotary Foundation. And Resources for Seniors in Raleigh, North Carolina, which is the local aging service provider with the they provide all kinds of home and community-based services and own and operate a few senior centers. We conducted a multi-site randomized trial with these three sites. We were hoping to recruit 250 volunteers at each of the sites. And we did allow controls to take any other classes at these sites or in other sites. They just couldn't be in the best practice impact study classes. We were looking for new versus prior participants, as I said before, and we conducted face-to-face interviews at baseline, 5 and 10 months. We collected attendance daily at all of the best practice classes, and we also requested all participants to turn in exercise logs. I think we got about a 45% response on that. We collected three different measures of self-efficacy: self-efficacy for exercise, self-efficacy for barriers adherence, and self-efficacy for adherence over time. And we also looked at outcome expectations for exercise. We conducted four performance measures from the Rickley and Jones Senior Fitness Test, did a six-minute distance walk to measure aerobic conditioning, the arm curl test to measure upper body strength, the time sit stand measure as a proxy for lower extremity strength, and the upper body flexibility test, the back scratch test, is the one where you go like this. I'm going to embarrass myself. Oh, I can actually touch. And you measure the distance between the two. We also collected the CHAMPS measure, Anita Stewart's measure, which is a battery of exercise participation, functional status and health-related quality of life. We used the SF-36, and we collected the CESD to measure depression in our population. We fielded a total of 995 calls from potential participants. 544 ended up participating, which was a hit rate of about 55%. We had a lot of folks who refused participation for a variety of reasons. I'll show you on the next slide. But there were also a group of folks who were ineligible because they were already participating in a multi-component program, or they weren't available for the entire study period, and these types of things. We also had a group of folks that we just never could contact again after repeated tries. The majority of people who were not able to participate refused because of the day or the time of the exercise class, that they're working or caregiving responsibilities, or that they were too far from the exercise location. We were also in Madison, Wisconsin, which meant that we ended up with a large number of snowbirds in that site, so they weren't going to be in town for a long stretch. So in the end, we had 289 treatment participants and 255 control participants. The average age was about 66, but it ranged from 51 to 88. The majority were female. This was a very educated sample. The majority were Caucasian, and the majority had pretty high incomes. After taking a closer look, we realized that we were, you know, in Silver Spring, stone's throw from Bethesda in Washington, D.C. We were in Raleigh, North Carolina, Research Triangle Park. And we were in Madison, Wisconsin, the home of University of Wisconsin-Madison. So we were in these large kind of academic areas. But we had no significant differences between the treatment and control group. So that's worth something. About 73% of our sample was overweight or obese at baseline, and the majority had at least one chronic condition, and we had large numbers with arthritis, hypertension, diabetes, and heart disease, as you would expect in an older sample. And again, we had no significant differences between these two groups. We monitored attendance daily, as I said. The mean across the sites was about 54 classes. The range was 0 to 145, and the median was about 56. The approximate total was supposed to be 120, but there were people who even went to additional classes. They went to multiple sites around the city, and some people went to classes 5 days a week instead of the required three. We need to do some work on the attendance data. You can see we had a big spike of folks who never attended a class, and we have collected an incredible amount of data on these folks and hope to get that to a journal near you soon. But we, you know, people had pretty spotty attendance, and we hope to do more with the patterns. But here we get to the meat, the heart of the issue, the outcomes and the findings. We did an intent-to-treat analysis, which is a very conservative approach. We Everybody randomized to treatment was kept in the treatment group, even those folks who never attended a single class, and everybody who was randomized to the control group stayed in the control group for the analysis, even though a lot of folks were out there doing all kinds of things. So this is a very conservative approach, but we feel good about it. We used a random effects model, which I'm happy to go into detail about later. So the first column tells you the name of the scale. Then you've got the baseline score and the range of the variable, in case some of you aren't familiar with these variables. And then these are the p-values. So I thought this got us the least number of numbers on a page. At 5 months, we see significant improvements favoring the treatment group on self-efficacy for adherence in the face of barriers and self-efficacy for adherence over time. And then at 10 months, we pick up self-efficacy for exercise as a significant improvement, and we have maintained the self-efficacy for barriers and time adherence. At both 5 and 10 months, the treatment group significantly improved on the lower extremity and upper extremity strength measures. And this is just so important. There is so much literature out there showing that lower extremity strength is a long-term predictor of institutionalization and disability. So we felt really good about these findings, and that these findings are maintained. These improvements are maintained out at 10 months. We did not see significant differences on the back scratch test or the 6-minute distance walk or body mass index or the CESD, but additional work's needed on some dose response relationships and that kind of thing. We see significant improvements in the treatment group on frequency of participation in all exercise activities at both 5 and 10 months. And again, I think we need to investigate the dose response relationships to look at some of these other variables. I also have some effect sizes. With this really conservative approach, these effect sizes, the ones that we think are significant are bolded. You can see they're in the small to moderate range. It may be that as we look at different types of analyses, we'll see larger effect sizes. But in a community-based population, these are great, and we feel really good about them. So the ones that you would expect, same thing here. We see small to moderate effect sizes on the time sit stand and the arm curl test, and frequency of participation in all activities on the CHAMPS measure. I think it's really important to say that we did a lot of work with these communities, and all 15 of, or we added 15 classes across these 3 sites, and those classes are still being maintained in these communities. Now 2 years out, these classes are still being maintained. I'll talk about attendance with anybody who's interested. We need to have more successful retention strategies to keep people in these programs. We feel good about the improvements at 5 and 10 months. This was the first randomized trial, to our knowledge, of physical activity programs that are being offered in the community, and we've got some good news. To just reiterate the findings on the self-efficacy variables, the strength variables, and participation. We know that self-efficacy is important to maintain over time, and if we're in order to keep these improvements in muscle strength that are risk factors for disabilities and institutionalizations, we need to make sure that people are maintaining over time. My time is up. Thank you very much, and I'd love to talk to anybody about this further.